The Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion has entered its third block of hearings this week. It's focusing on the dissemination of hate online. A number of victims have given evidence, including Federal Labor MP Josh Burns, who called for more powers for Australia's eSafety Commissioner.
That would enable the eSafety Commission to act as a better safety net, so that when you do get comments and accounts that are acting in a way that are vilifying a group of people, whether it be Jews, Muslims, First Nations people, LGBTIQ people, this isn't just about the Jewish community, this is about all people. Those accounts can be either taken offline or directed to be taken offline by some form of safety net in the eSafety Commissioner.
Federal MP Josh Burns there. Matteo Vergani is an associate professor in sociology at Deakin University and the founder of the Tackling Hate Lab. He also gave evidence to the Royal Commission yesterday. Matteo, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone.
You've spent a lot of your career researching hate online. Have you been surprised by what you've been hearing out of the Royal Commission, or does that accord with what you've seen throughout your professional career?
No, absolutely. This is matches what we find in our research. Yesterday, I presented to the Royal Commission two reports containing over 2 million social media posts geolocated in Australia and trying to understand the prevalence of hate targeting Muslims and Jews within Australian conversations. And what we found was really concerning was that hate has a new baseline now.
What's behind that shift in the baseline?
Well, what we found is that before October 7, and actually we looked at conversations likely to contain hate targeting Jews and Muslims. So, for example, in relation to hate targeting Jews, we collected conversations about Jewish identity, but also about Israel, Gaza, and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. And in relation to hate targeting Muslims, we also captured conversation about terrorism, for example, and national security, migration, and so on. So what we found was that in our data set, at least, pre-October 7, 2023, the baseline was quite low in this type of conversations. A few mentions a day containing hate targeting the two communities. After October 7, and of course after the subsequent war in Gaza, the baseline shifted to, depending on the type of measurement we used, to several dozens of mentions per day to several hundreds of mentions per day. And the other big shift was Bondi. So especially in relation to anti-Muslim hate, Bondi marked a really huge difference because we found thousands of mentions containing hate targeting Muslims.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Associate Professor Matteo Vergani from Deakin University is my guest. He gave evidence at the Royal Commission yesterday. Matteo, we've heard from Labor MP Josh Burns as one of the victims, and he was talking about how his office would report, 40 offensive posts on social media, but only three of them would be removed. He described how platforms seem to be funneling his content to people who are most likely to reply with offensive comments. What do you know from your research about how the social media, the companies behind the social media platforms are conducting their approach to managing the issue of hate speech online?
Oh, this is a great issue because it's really hard to tell. So in our research, we find lots of hate on platforms. So let's say the evidence we gave to the Royal Commission allows the Royal Commission and also other Australian authorities to go back to platforms and tell them, look, we still see, we have evidence that there is still a lot of hate in the platforms. But the point is that platforms are a black box. They tell us, and they tell the public and experts and the government that they remove large quantities of hate. Sometimes they give numbers. But the problem is that no one can really check and double check whether it is true or not, because they only have the data. So we don't know really.
Do you think we could have more transparency if the eSafety Commissioner, say, had greater powers to be able to compel the companies to hand over more information? Would that be helpful?
Oh, absolutely. The problem is that it's really a geopolitical problem, because most of these companies are based in the US, and we know that the current American president protects these companies. So I guess sometimes it goes beyond the powers of the Safety Commission.
Absolutely. Having been involved in the Royal Commission, what do you think the prospects are of having a public forum and a public debate like a Royal Commission and ultimately its findings? Do you think that can help shift the way conversations are had online, or are the drivers behind hate speech and the technological elements of it that are well beyond Australia's borders, are they just so strong and dominant that it's hard to shift that regardless of what we do in our public spaces here?
Oh, I believe we have to at least try. And our research shows, for example, that hate online is driven by a small minority of users. So the majority of hateful content and engagement is usually driven by small clusters of users who interact with each other and have visibility in the network, and we're talking about a few hundreds of users. So once we apply this type of analysis and we understand who really drives hate, we can also prepare and plan targeted interventions that are cost effective. So instead of trying to remove all the hate from the platform, which is like trying to empty the sea with
impossible.
A teaspoon, we can target specifically the people who drive hateful engagement, and this is possible.
This is really interesting. Matteo Vergani, thank you so much for taking me through your research.
Thank you.